KBOO show on poverty, housing, and homelessness. Hold My Bucket is on 6 to 7 p.m., the second and fifth Wednesday of every month, and we'll be on again next on April 14th. Our mission here on Hold My Bucket is to incorporate the voices and ideas of people who experience poverty, housing, and homelessness and their allies into our shows, making them authentic, informative, and entertaining. My name is Kristen, and I'm here tonight with my co-host, Jamie Manuel. And in honor of Cesar Chavez and all the other 30 million immigrants currently struggling to make an honest living here in America, we're going to be talking about immigrant labor. And we'll be focusing on why it is that America's immigrants are more vulnerable to lives of poverty and how local immigrant communities are working amongst themselves to advocate for their human and economic rights. And Jamie and I are extremely honored tonight to be joined in the studio this evening by Pedro Sosa, an immigrant from Guatemala who has been an extremely active educator within his Latino community here in Portland. And he'll be sharing his knowledge and perspective from years of working with the day laborers with an organization called VOCE and his recent experiences working with Project Voice, which is an initiative of the American Friends Service Committee. And later in the show, we'll be hearing from members of several other immigrant communities about how they work together to improve quality of life here. And then we'll have the privilege of hearing some poetry hot off the streets from a woman named Smooth. So we've got a lot to cover, but first here's Joanne Zuhl and Jamie Manuel with some news items.
Good evening. Advocates for people experiencing homelessness rallied on City Hall last week, calling for changes in how Portland treats people sleeping on the streets. The rally was the latest action by the Right to Sleep campaign, a coalition of several grassroots organizations in Portland. The campaign is in negotiations with the city to institute several pilot projects. The projects explore options that would let people experiencing homelessness sleep undisturbed in designated locations for designated hours, provided no offense was being committed. Approximately 50 people attended the rally, which sought to inform the public and bring its issues before the City Council. The campaign members say that the city's inability to accommodate its homeless populations in shelters leaves many people no option but to sleep outdoors. However, ordinances prohibit what the city calls camping, and often people trying to sleep are rousted and relocated several times in a single night. Homeless advocates say this causes sleep deprivation and security issues for the person who is homeless and wastes police officers' time. During the summer, city shelters have less than 400 beds available for homeless people. The city estimates that between 3,000 and 4,000 people in the city are homeless at any given time.
Since late December, when the federal program designed to help the long-term unemployed began phasing out, approximately 1 million jobless workers have exhausted their regular unemployment benefits. In no other comparable period on record have so many individuals exhausted their regular benefits and gone without additional aid. This estimate is based on data from the Department of Labor from February and estimates for March. The Temporary Extended Unemployment Compensation Program was created in March 2002 to provide additional weeks of federally funded unemployed benefits to jobless workers. The Extended Benefits Program provided up to 13 weeks of benefits to most workers after their state-funded unemployment benefits had been exhausted. After being extended twice, the federal government began phasing it out in late December. Individuals who have exhausted their regular unemployment benefits since December 20th have not been eligible for additional benefits. Of the 1 million unemployed workers who have exhausted their benefits, only 30,000 of them will qualify for additional unemployment aid. The rest will simply stop receiving benefits. In Oregon, 21,000 unemployed workers have lost their extended unemployment benefits since December. Congress has shown some signs of reauthorizing extended unemployment benefits. A measure to authorize additional unemployment benefits recently passed in the House, but a similar bill was narrowly defeated in the Senate. Both bills received some bipartisan support. However, Republican leadership in both the House and Senate has opposed resuming the program, while the Bush administration has refused to take a public position on the issue.
Big brand companies in the fresh produce industry are undermining employment conditions for millions of farm workers in the U.S., according to a new study by the International Development Agency, Oxfam America. The report is part of Oxfam's Make Trade Fair campaign, which recently organized a call for action among human rights leaders, farm workers, and consumers in Florida. Oxfam's latest report says farm workers make very little money, sometimes under $7,500 a year, while enduring some of the worst working conditions in the country. The report, titled Like Machines in the Fields, outlines working conditions in which farmers are exempt from federal laws that require a minimum wage and overtime pay and have no right to organize unions. Farm workers generally live and work in unhealthy and dangerous conditions, according to Oxfam. As many as 300,000 workers each year suffer from pesticide poisoning, far more than any other line of work in America. These conditions are perpetuated by brand name buyers, Oxfam says, which undermine labor standards in an effort to provide cheaper products. Producers, in turn, are forced to reduce their labor costs or go out of business. One example Oxfam uses is the piece rate paid to Florida's tomato pickers. The wage has not changed in 20 years, and farm workers now effectively earn 30% less than in 1980 for picking tomatoes. Yum Brands, the largest fast food company in the world and the owner of Taco Bell, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Pizza Hut, and other chains, has been targeted by Oxfam's campaign. The organization said the company must change the way it works with producers in negotiating deliveries and prices. Oxfam says the big institutional buyers are the ones with the power and the profits to ensure that workers get a fair share.
The Center on Budget and Policy Priorities released a report this month projecting the impact of proposed cuts to the Section 8 housing voucher program. The program, run by the Department of Housing and Urban Development, provides low-income families with vouchers to help cover the cost of rental housing in the private market. According to the report, hundreds of thousands of low-income families could lose their federal housing assistance under budget cuts proposed by the Bush administration. If the cuts are passed, state and local housing agencies would be forced to scale back assistance by 30% by 2009. The administration's 2005 budget calls for cutting the voucher program by $1.6 billion in 2005, with cuts rising to $4.6 billion by 2009. If enacted, this would be the deepest cut in any low-income program since the early years of the Reagan administration, said Robert Greenstein, executive director of the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. The center has released new estimates showing the funding shortfall that each state and local housing agency would face in 2005 and 2009 if the cuts are approved. Nationally, over 500,000 families could lose their vouchers. Oregon could lose almost 4,000 vouchers in 2005 and over 9,000 vouchers by 2009. Roughly one quarter of the vouchers lost will come from the Portland metro area. The voucher program currently assists about 2 million low-income families, senior citizens, and people with disabilities. In a 2001 report, the Congressionally Chartered Millennial Housing Commission termed the program the linchpin of federal housing policy, describing it as a flexible, cost-effective, and successful in its mission.
And now we're going to turn it over to our pledgers. Kayleen and Trillium.
Hello.
Hey.
We're real happy to be here today.
This is really great.
Asking folks to support KBOO, but not only KBOO, Hole in the Bucket, an excellent show on homelessness and related issues. And we appreciate so much this show. And if you appreciate it, it's the time to call in. The numbers are 503-232-8818. And if you're outside the Portland area, you can call toll-free at 1-877-500-KBOO. And Kayleen's going to tell you why you should call.
Well, I just got so happy when Hole in the Bucket came on tonight. And just even when you guys said what you were going to be covering tonight, I just thought that was so great. You're not going to be hearing this anywhere else. This is a great program, yet another volunteer-produced, all-volunteer-produced program. We've got Liam Engineering, who is great, and that's part of the reason I love KBOO. Also, it's Wednesday nights just rock on this station, because
if you do say so yourself,
Circle A Radio and The Underground, which is the youth show.
So also, three collectives come to you every Wednesday night between 6 and 7. And let's give those numbers again before we go on so folks know where to call.
It's
503-232-8818. Or toll-free, 1-877-500-5266. And we only have a $200 goal for this show, which I think this show should be set at about $2,000 at least. But we only have a $200 goal. Two of you could call in right now and pledge $10 a month, and that would put us over our goal. At $10 a month, that would be $10 a month would be $120, which is what I do. And I don't make that much money, but I find that it doesn't really hurt coming out of my checking account. So that's how you can do it when you call up at 503-232-8818. You can ask somebody to get you set up for the electronic funds transfer, and that way you can get $5 taken out of your checking account each month, or $10 each month, whatever you can afford to help support KBOO.
And you can also pledge online at www.kboo.fm if you would like to do it that way. But please do give us a call. We're just, you know, we're hanging out down here. We're volunteers as well, and we really appreciate what KBOO does, and we really appreciate you, our community, showing your support. And it's really easy to do. It does not take very much time. You can just call us up, and it'll take a few minutes. And like Trillium said, I also do the $120 a month, and I don't even notice it. I don't know what that breaks down to per day or whatever. I think 30 cents or
it's not
maybe
an awful
even.
Lot.
It's really not much at all. And please, you know, show that you support the ability for people to come down here and volunteer and come up with a show like Hole in the Bucket, talking about issues of homelessness, which is a big issue here in Portland, and KBOO recognizes that and devotes airtime to that, which is so important.
And I think it's rare that that happens. I mean, I can't tell you for sure, but I think that if you look around the country at radio stations, there isn't a show like this on every station. And in fact, there are a few stations like KBOO around the country. So perhaps you're someone who just moved here recently and started listening to KBOO. Now's your time to become a new member. It's easy. We got nice people down here. They don't bite. And you can call them up at 503-232-8818. They are waiting patiently for your call. And you can become a member of the KBOO family. And that means you're supporting community radio, you're supporting education, and you're supporting alleviating the problem of homelessness, because education is key. And that's one of the main things we do here at KBOO.
Yeah, and so what are you waiting for, folks? Please don't wait too long, and then KBOO won't be able to stay on the air. So we have just a minute left. Let's see, 503-232-8818 is the number to call in the local area, or toll free at 1-877-500-5266. We're going to go back to Hole in the Bucket.
Thanks, Kaylin and Trillium. And thanks you, everyone, for joining us tonight on Hole in the Bucket. We are talking once again with Pedro Sosa. He's a longtime advocate in the Latino community here, and he's an immigrant from Guatemala, and he started in 1998 working with VOS, which is a day labor rights organization, and as of this year, he's taken on a new role, educating and mobilizing immigrant communities through Project Voice, which is an initiative of the American Friends Service Committee, which we'll be getting into a little bit later. But I think to start off with, we just need to dive right into the current immigration policy, the guest worker program that we've all heard a little bit about. But Pedro, could you give us, from an immigrant perspective, what exactly does this guest worker program mean?
First of all, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to speak. And the guest workers, it's to legalize this slavery. It's a proposal started by Gordon Smith, but now President Bush, maybe President Bush proposal, right? Okay, yeah, it's the same, just in different way. President Bush said many things, but doesn't mean anything. We called a piñata without candy. And he said a lot of things. He used our words justice, labor rights, but in reality doesn't mean anything and doesn't exist. Just blah blah blah. And also, but the one thing he said, it's he doesn't legalize the immigrant workers in the United States. He was clear on that. And just he gonna give a temporary permit to the workers for 3 years. But after the 3 years, you can extend, how do you say extend? Ask for extension. But after those 3 years, that it's not clear. But we see it's not a path to citizenship or to permanent residence. It's a path to go home, to go back home. What Bush said, it's go home.
I know there's a few other, there's some other immigration legislations that are currently pending in Congress. Could you maybe, I know there's quite a few, could you maybe elaborate on maybe one or two of the other legislations that might be a little, looking a little better?
Yeah, that's what we said. If President Bush wanted to support immigrants, because he knows the immigrants, it's an important part of the economy of this country, but he doesn't want to recognize. And why you don't support the some bills in the Congress, like the Ag Jobs, the Dream Act, and but he doesn't want it to support that. The Ag Jobs, it's for the agriculture workers. It's going to be benefit about 500,000 workers if that bill going to pass in the Congress. And the Dream Act, it's for the students, to legalize students who, you know, now if you're not resident, if you're not citizen, and the students have to pay three times the school. And that's why the Dream Act, it's going to be good for the students. And in Oregon, we are struggling a lot, like CAUSA and PECUN, AFSC, working hard to promote and to push this to pass in the Congress.
When we were preparing for this show, Kristen handed me a handout from the American Friends Service Committee. One of the pieces of legislation that's being proposed is under the title of something Homeland Security. Are you familiar with this one? That's going to require local law enforcement to enforce immigration policy?
Yeah, it's a lot of also the anti-immigrant policies are developing, like the after September 11, we saw the Patriot Act and the CLEAR Act, and it's going to affect the whole community who lives in the United States. Doesn't matter if you're a citizen or immigrant, but the most vulnerable. Yeah, it's going to be the immigrants. And it's, after September 11, the abuses increased against the immigrants, and policies, and like now in Oregon, to about 25 proposal was filed last year, and almost every day the compañeros are in the house in Salem to push it to don't pass that finally, and didn't pass. But one of that, it's now to have a driver license or ID, it required the social security, and we know that can affect it, the whole immigrants. But
So in what other ways has the increased repression of immigrants in the, over the last few years led to greater poverty?
Yeah, under the Homeland Security, the one, it's the Justice Department share with the local authorities the 300,000 people who has order of deportation. And now if a person stopped by the police and they can give the ID and they can see this person has order of arrest and deportation, immediately they call the INS or gonna be deported. And that's it's not safe anymore for the immigrant community now to, that's one of the worst thing.
This show, it's always about issues surrounding poverty and homelessness, but it's also with that comes issues of dignity and reclaiming rights, you know, economic and human rights. And I'd like to ask you, Pedro, what efforts have been made within the Latino community to work together and fight back for the human and economic rights that have been targeted by the current administration?
I think that the first thing we know as immigrants, nobody can give us something for free. We have to struggle for that. And now, Project Voice and American Friends and Project Voice working to educate and organize the community. We are doing workshops in the community, with the immigrant community. The workshops called Know Your Rights, because you have to defend yourself if stopped by the police or the INS or any other officer. And the tool we use it to defend ourselves, it's the Constitution, the amendments, to know that, because if, that's, we based on that, and we were doing these workshops. We started about 2 years ago in Portland area, and two years ago, we graduated 10 promoters of human rights and immigrant rights in Portland. And these people or this community doing the workshops by themselves in the community, because we need to do it by ourselves, because what I said, nobody gonna give us something for free, or we have to do it for ourselves.
So you're training immigrants to giving them the information to spread within their communities?
Yes. And we're doing the workshops and also to identify the potential leaders or potential promoters who can give this in the future, the message we are giving now. And also we're using the methodology, the popular education, because it's more participative and to integrate the whole community to discuss the amendments or the constitution or the, I don't know how to say this in English, Declaración Universal de los Derechos Humanos.
The human rights?
Yeah.
The Universal Declaration of Human Rights, yeah.
Yeah, and also we discussed that, the constitution. And that's our tools, how to defend ourselves.
Okay, well, I think are we ready? Are we ready for the pledge break, Liam? I think we're going to break.
Hey there, I'm Kayleen.
And I'm Trillium. And we're here tonight to ask you to pick up the phone and take this opportunity to show the folks here how you appreciate the news they're bringing you and the information. The number here at KBOO is 503-232-8818, and there's someone waiting to take your call. If you are outside the Portland area, you can call toll-free
1-877-500-5266. And we have a goal of only $200 tonight, which is no problem. We can make that with two phone calls even. And we would like to thank Natasha of Newburgh and Cynthia of Beaverton for calling in tonight with your pledges of support.
Gracias. Thank you very much. And, you know, Pedro referred to Bush's immigrant labor bill as a piñata without candy. But KBOO is a piñata with candy, all sorts of candy. This station is sweet.
Dear candy.
And the way that you can get involved in this fiesta down at KBOO is to give us a call at 503-232-8818 or toll free
1-877-500-5266 or pledge online at www.kboo.fm.
One of the things I love so much about KBOO is the people who make KBOO happen. You, the listening audience, are the foundation, the people who pay to keep the station going by calling 503-232-8818 or 1-877-500-5266. 266. We can't do it without you. And then there's people like Kayleen and Kristen and Liam and hundreds of people who come in and do everything from the office work to the engineering and behind the scenes and the people who go out and report the stories. And it's just amazing down here.
And it, you know, it takes a lot of work. It's hard work, but it's really satisfying, gratifying work. I love to do this because I love Portland. I love the community, and I love KBOO because it's a part of the community, and I want to go out there and find out what's going on and then bring it back to you. I really enjoy it, and we hope that you do too, and we hope that you appreciate, but we won't know unless you call 503-232-8818 or 1-877-500-KBOO.
And if you want to come on down to the station, we still have some food left from our generous donors who keep us fed and happy during the pledge drive. Yahala helped us out and fed us some delicious Middle Eastern food and, oops,
yes, Lebanese.
Say that, Lebanese. And Pix Patisserie, there may be still some of those left over. And we're happy to share because that's what kind of folks we are here at KBOO. But we need you to share too. And you can do that by phone by dialing 503-232-8818 or 1-877-500-KBOO. I like to suggest that folks pay monthly about 1 hour's worth of their wages. So if you're unemployed, maybe you're off the hook. But, you know, if you make $10 an hour, how hard would it be to put 1 hour of your hard-earned wages to KBOO every month? That would give us a pledge of $120, and we can set you up on a monthly payment plan. So try that out. If you only make $6.50 an hour, hey, do that. You know, it's only 1 hour of your time spent for the thousands and thousands of hours that people are down here working to put out the music, to put out the news, to put out everything you hear on KBOO 24/7.
And we have some gifts for you when you call tonight with your pledge. If you give at least $40 for the year to KBOO, you will receive a $15 gift certificate to Old Wives Tales Restaurant in Portland. We also have other gifts available for you. There are many CDs and books to choose from. You can talk to one of our lovely phone answerers about those possibilities. But you have to call us first. And the numbers again, 503-232-8818 or toll free at 1-877-500-5266.
Hi, I'm Liam.
Hi, Liam.
Woo!
And I just, you know, KBOO has a lot of really great programming, but some programs really exemplify what KBOO is all about to me. And this Wednesday night public affairs slot is one of them. We have Kayleen and Trillium from Circle A Radio. Now, this is a young women's anarchist collective. You know, you're not going to get that anywhere. This is revolutionary. And poor people don't have radio, you know, or we have labor radio on Mondays. Most people work for a living, but that's not where any of the media is. There is no labor media, but we have it here at KBOO because that's what we're about. We're about a community. Martin Buber called anarchism a community of communities, you know, and that's what we're doing. We're creating a community out of this radio. We can do our own radio. We don't need Clear Channel. We don't need Disney. We can do this by ourselves. We can grow our own food, distribute our own food. This is a model for a post-capitalist world. This thing is going to end. I mean, that's one thing we can be sure of. Everything ends, and this global capitalism thing is looks like it's just about over. It's in its death throes. Well, we have to come up with solutions, with new ways of doing things. And KBOO is one of those. You can be a part of the new century, shaping the post-capitalist world by being a member of KBOO, creating a model for the future. And that's what we're about.
Yes, Liam,
that's a beautiful thing.
That's what I wanted to hear. And if that's what you wanted to hear, show us. Let's make those phones ring. The magic of the capitalist system crashing around us. Let's hear the soundtrack to that. 503-232-8818. Or if you're a little bit further afield, you can call us toll free at 1-877-500-5266.
Thank you, Marta of Portland. She called with her pledge and said that she really likes this show, and we really like this show as well. So I'm going to give those numbers out one more time for you to call to help us.
There it goes.
The global capitalist system. It's falling as we speak. All right, so 503-232-8818. We love the sound of phones ringing just as much as we love the sound of that crashing global capitalist system. Call toll-free at 1-877-500-5266. All right, and here is some more Hole in the Bucket.
Affordable housing or something as a premium. That might be a good idea. Start getting some calls. Affordable housing. But welcome back to Hole in the Bucket. We're here tonight talking about immigrant labor, and we're joined by Pedro Sosa. And we're going to take a little break now to listen to some interviews I did with some immigrants from some other communities in Portland right now. And so, yes, here it is.
My name is Anatoly. Originally, I'm from Belarus or Belarusia. It's a former Soviet Union. The latest estimates show that somewhere around 70,000 Russian-speaking people comprise population of immigrants from the former Soviet Union. The life of the Russian-speaking community is kind of booming. Different people have different businesses. And in terms of political organization, I'm not quite aware of any of them because there were some attempts being made to create a coalition. Maybe a couple of them exist, but they are not all-encompassing, you know, and they don't have much popularity and publicity.
I'm from Bosnia, and I came like 6.5 years ago to Portland, and honestly, it's hard to say how many former Yugoslavians or Bosnians is here. We don't have data. I would personally believe that it's around 1,000 in Portland area. Talking about how people spend their time besides struggling to become self-sufficient, they spend some time on weekends and picnics and celebrating the family holidays or other holidays. But something like a coalition or association or any kind of other group activities that doesn't happen with the Bosnian community. People are still hurt from the war, still carrying those feelings of untrust or disappointment or even hate for each other or something. So I don't see that happening soon, but maybe in a couple of years, 3 years, people might start gathering more together.
I am refugee from Laos. In the Laos community, we have so many ethnic group, about 5,000 in here. We are here because our country fall to the communist regime. In here, we organize the elderly organization in Laos Women Association. We support each other. When somebody needs something, we have volunteer to help them to get what they need. We also collect the money when some people die in the family. This month, terrible, 4 people die. I had to spend for the communities $160, but the personal is different. It's for the community. We support each other.
I'm Evelyn from Cote d'Ivoire. I've been here for 2.5 years almost, and I would like to talk about the African community here in Portland area. We have a big community, and we've been like maybe over 15,000, but the problem is that we don't have no data to prove that exact number. Recently, what we tried to put together is the African Women Coalition. It's a coalition that regroup all women from Africa, and actually we have 100 members from 25 different countries. And what we do to improve our quality of our life is just to be a referral, you know, to refer people that look for a job, find resources for like a pregnant woman that need clothes, collect donation, you know, or we have situation like if a woman does not know how to advocate for her kids in school, we have to tell her, go to school and do this and do that. We really support each other. Thank you.
That was from conversations I had earlier this week with several members of different immigrant communities here in Portland, and I was talking with them about that was them responding to what they do to improve their quality of life together here in the United States as a community, how they work together to build solidarity and battle the forces that are trying to work against them and make it a struggle to advocate for their own rights. This is that's how they do it. But welcome back to Hole in the Bucket. We're here tonight with Pedro Sosa, and he has been a longtime advocate or educator more so than just an advocate. He's teaching other Latinos to advocate for himself, an organizer within the Latino community. And Pedro, is there anything from those interviews that really struck you or that you could relate with that you'd like to comment on?
Yeah, I think you remind me that the experience we had with last September with the Immigrant Worker Freedom Ride, when we saw lots of immigrants. We stopped in different cities. I'm proud to say I was one of the Freedom Riders in the Woo-hoo! Good experience we had. And in the bus from Portland, we were 22 nation representation in 14 languages. And the first day in the bus, it was like, because we didn't know each other. We were like quiet, but on the second day, we start feeling like a family. When the Freedom Ride is over, we're over. We were sad because we didn't want to go back home because we already feel a family. And that's remind me when the loud people speaking Russian, African, because we saw many, many immigrants. Because when somebody say immigrant, the first thing they thought it's a Latino. The first thing they said it's a Mexican. But it's not only Latinos, not only Mexican. We come from everywhere in the world with different reasons. And many of us, we came like in my case, it's for the civil war in Guatemala because we couldn't live anymore in Guatemala. We have to move to other country. I moved to Mexico and I came to the United States. But I have question. Since I was in Guatemala, I'm going to look for a place to live in peace. That's what I asked myself when I came. When here, the INS chasing us, creating anti-immigrant policies. And my question still out there. And I said, do you know where is the place where we can live in peace? I don't know if I'm going to find it, but for now, we're still struggling, looking for that place. And that's remind me to see all these communities.
Several of the immigrants mentioned attempts in their communities were being made towards forming coalitions or attempts made towards more solidarity within their communities, but also a lack of success with those attempts. So I'm just wondering, from your years of organizing with the day laborers and from working with Project Voice, what have you found to be the major obstacles of organizing within your community, the Latino community?
Yeah, I think as organizer, it's a challenge. And I think that's why the organizer exists. If everything organized, I don't think we have this job as organizer. And it's been a challenge because my experience with the day laborers, because the day laborers are moving, not like they come from Los Angeles, they go to Seattle, and they stop 1 day, 2 days in Portland, and you won't see anymore. Or you can see potential leader or to work with you to organize, but their goal is to go somewhere else, or they got a permanent job and you won't see anymore. I think that being a challenge to organize the community. And also with the community in general, with immigrants, it's been challenged to work. But also we have some successful, like when you see the people made in loud their voices, we are here and si se puede. And that's when you feel you're not alone. But sometimes you see, looks like we can't push the organizing, but when something happened, you can see the people on the street. Like I mentioned before, when I was one of the Freedom Riders, and many people, kids, women, men, waiting for us in different cities, sharing their homes, food, and the culture, exchange the culture, because we talk to other immigrants from other countries, and we knew why they are here. That's the successful, I think you feel like, si se puede, or you say, si se pudo. I think one of the other experience we had with the day laborers, it's the last year we introduced a bill, and this bill developed on the street. Because you know the bills normally it's developed by lawyers or in the Congress or other people, but at this time when we saw that the day labor said we need to develop a bill, our own bill, and that's happened. That's a question raised when we had the first national conference of day laborers. And the last year, we already have it, and we introduced it in the Congress, and that's one of the examples, and we can do it. Just we need to work, and we need to be unite. Otherwise, we can't reach our goals. We need to be united.
So we're back back to the DREAM Act and Ag Jobs, making a call out for everyone to get in touch with your representatives so you can do what was done with the day laborers. Pedro, could you describe one of the most powerful moments you've had, a moment when you saw the Latino community here move, take a big step forward? You mentioned that with the day laborers, with the bill, but on a broader scale, another moment where you really took a big step forward?
I think locally with the day laborers when we struggle in I think 1996, 97, 98, when we had the raids in the corner here on 6th and Burnside, when the workers waiting for work and the INS came and raids and lots of abuse of civil rights, and lots of them, they were deported. And we organized the community, we organized the workers, and we stopped that. But after that, the police start harassing the workers, and they stopped the employers, and they give a ticket, took a picture for the day laborers, and after that, they were arrested. And we had a long process of negotiation with Chief Moose in that time. And finally, we stopped that. And now, day laborers, maybe it's not the best relationship had with the police department, but it's better. The police now, they stop in the corner, they talk to them, and the workers, they are not scared anymore. But in the past, when they see a police officer, and just they run. I think that's one of the other moments I see. It's si se pudo.
On that note, we're going to turn it back over to Kayleen and Trillium.
Si se puede. We can make it. We can make the goal. We still have $160 to go, so I know you all have been kicking back and waiting.
They just need those numbers again.
The show's been so captivating. So here are the numbers, 503-232-8818 or
1-877-500-5800. 5266.
You are listening to Hole in the Bucket, and this is a show produced here at KBOO. You heard voices from people on the street. You've been hearing from their guest Pedro tonight. I mean,
you've been hearing about immigrants, how there's so many different immigrant communities here in Portland, and you know, these folks are going out there and actually talking to them and talking about what are the issues you face here. Hole in the Bucket is breaking it down for you all, and we are breaking it down too here at KBOO. A $60 pledge, $60 for the year, breaks down to $5 a month, or $120 is only $10 a month. Give us a call right now with your pledge, 503-232-8818, or toll free 1-877-500-KBOO. Help us make our goal and show that programming like Hole in the Bucket is important enough for you to keep it on the air.
Maybe you're someone from one of those communities, someone who's come from a different country, and you know, you've been in Portland for a while and appreciate KBOO, then You're who we're looking for to call up at 503-232-8818 or 1-877-500-5266, because you have a voice here, and that's definitely not something we can say from most of the news outlets in this area and in this country. And if you're somebody who's been listening to KBOO for a while and you haven't pledged yet, this is the perfect time to do it. Show your support for KBOO. This is the time. This is the time we come to you two times per year and we ask you for your support. So if you're one of those folks who hasn't pledged yet, definitely it's time to do it. You can do as little or as much as you can afford.
And we understand that times are tight for a lot of people right now, and you might not have a lot of money, but you can even pledge $20 or $40 or $60 or $120, and you don't have to pay for it all up front. You can also pledge online at www.kboo.fm, but give us a call, 503-232-8818 in the local area, or toll free at 1-877-500-5266. It just takes a few minutes. Someone will answer your call, take the necessary information. You can do the electronic funds transfer, and the money will be automatically deducted from your account.
We're going to give out those numbers one more time and then go back to Hole in the Bucket. The number to call right now is 503-232-8818 or 1-877-500-KBOO.
Thanks, ladies. And welcome back to Hole in the Bucket. We have to close out the show now, but I want to thank you, Pedro, so much for coming in this evening. It's been really wonderful to hear your perspective on a lot of stuff that is going on. And would you like to give out some contact information for anyone who feels like they might want to get involved with Project Voice? Or
You can call at this number, 503-230-9427. Again, 503-230-9427. Or you can email me. It's P as Pedro, SOSA at afsc.org. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to be here. And but after I'm or before I'm leaving, I wanna say this announcement. It's tomorrow's gonna be the community forum about Jose Santos Mejia Put, who was killed by the police in April 1st in 2001, but after 3 years asking if something changed or nothing. And tomorrow going to happen at Oakley School, Oakley Green High School, I think. Do you know that? But you can call at this number, 503-230-9427, for more information about this community dialogue tomorrow.
Thanks, Pedro. You've been listening to Hole in the Bucket here on your community radio station, KBOO 90.7 FM. Stay tuned next for DJ Audio, nonstop hip-hop with DJ Audio. And we're going to close out the show with some fresh, hot, new street poetry from a woman named Smooth. She wants to give a quick shout-out before we play it. Real quick.
The shout out is Sisters of the Road at 6th and Davis, Crossroads at 6th and Davis, Street Roots at 12th and Morrison, and Reflections at MLK and Killingsworth.
Thanks, Smooth. Well, tune in again on April 12th.
This one is dedicated to the hood up where I'm at, I call it. The zone. They hustle, they bustle, they make their way to what they think is one. One time, always there to never rescue me, only there to ticket me. One time, they see, hear, taste the zone. The zone is familiarity. It's got the wiggas, the niggas, the bitches, and the hoes seeing what they want to see. The zone, full of life. What ifs, hunger for the soul. Its beauty lies beneath the city walls. The zone, it's real, it's crazy, it's alive. The zone, Smooth. This one I dedicate to Sisters of the Road, as well as Billie Holiday. Strange fruit. They called it strange because no one wanted to taste them, smell them, or even love them. Strange fruit. It's the taste you get in life when every inch of you has been tainted, tossed aside, licked, kicked, but never pruned. Strange fruit. It's like never having to cut it open and know there's nothing inside. Strange fruit. It's like life. One day you plant me, water me, watch me grow, and then nothing. Nothing at all. It's called strange fruit for one reason. It's not fruit at all. Strange fruit. Love it, leave it, or let it grow. Smooth. She spoke, I listened. She laughed, I smiled. She commanded it, I simply said, as you wish. She asked, I granted. She looked, I bowed, as you wish. She puffed, I lit it. She blew it, I inhaled it. She ordered, I simply said, as you wish. Smooth.